Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we ponder the question, what if? Because they dropped a trailer during the Disney Investor Day thing, you know, all that and more right after this, we have no control over.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Jeff Randall, you know what? No time to waste. If you guys haven't been following along all week we've been dropping these trailer breakdowns. And on Monday, we dropped a big discussion of all of the stuff that they dropped in the investor meeting. So tons of Marvel announcements. There's four other episodes in the feed about it. So please go check those out. If you haven't, I know a lot of times you see one at the top of your feed and go, oh, well, that's the new one. But we've dropped five this week because there's just so much new.
It's so much that we had to bring in Ashley Coffin to be our producer on the back end for all of these episodes.
That's right. How you doing, Ash?
I'm great. I'm just filled with so much information from all of these trailers, and I'm ready to go.
I love it.
She's about to explode. I can hear it.
I'm going to explode in my chair.
I love it.
Bring it home.
Well, let's all explode in our chairs as we watch this What If trailer. You guys ready?
Ew. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That looks intense.
That looks real, real intense. I mean, you know, it's just so much cool stuff. And we talked a lot about it on Monday's episode, so I don't want to, like, go over it too much. But we're here to do the shot for shot. Is there anything you wanted to point out before we do that?
No.
Okay. Well, let's dive into the scene-by-scene thing here. Shot for shot, frame for frame. Let's find out what happens in this trailer. How about it?
I'm all about it. Let's do this.
I am also all about it. We start with a shot of Fury, it appears, with a flashlight coming toward camera.
And I love that we get the Jeffrey Wright voice narration on this, where he says space, time, reality.
Yeah.
They're not just a linear path.
Mm-hmm.
They're a prison of endless possibilities. And like when he says space, time, and reality, I was like, that's three of the six stones.
I know, right? That made me feel like the stones are somehow related here, but I don't even know if that's what he means. Either way, it's definitely like evoking more Marvel stuff. So it looks like Fury finds the shield. Do you think this is Peggy?
That's not Peggy's shield. Because we saw Peggy's shield has the Union Jack in the middle of it.
You're 100% right. That is not Peggy's shield. Then we get a shot of what appears to be Star-Lord, and I guess it could be Star-Lord. Then we get a shot of the times.
Whose symbol is that? Behind it.
Yeah, it's because that...
Well, that's Strange's symbol on his coat.
Okay.
It's the cross that's usually on there. They're like the wicked looking cross.
Yeah.
Wicked cool.
So shot of the time stone and the Eye of Agamotto being opened looks like probably by Strange or some version of Strange.
And he had his gloves off and you could see the scars on his hand.
And I love Furies. That doesn't sound ominous at all. All right. And then we get a single shot of Thor.
I love that they give us these shots of the heroes that we know, like, you know, the universe that has already been established.
Yep.
And that's just to be like, look, this is the universe that you know. You know, it's just an animated version of it with the question of what if?
Yeah, this is really interesting. They have this shot of Thor. They're trying to elicit the previously known guys, you know. They have this shot, but it only lights his face for one frame. One single frame.
It really looks like the first Thor, though. He's got the gray t-shirt and the jeans on when the rain.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yep.
And then we get a shot of Tony eating donuts. I'm assuming he's sitting in the middle of that big donut, right?
Iron Man 2. Yep.
Iron Man 2. Really great movie. Then we get...
Maybe he says no. Maybe that's his what if.
Yeah.
It's what if Iron Man said no?
He said saying no to Fury. Is that when he said no to Fury? I don't remember.
Yeah, that's what I, like when that's when he him and Natasha are like, yeah, she works for me and we're part of this whole thing. So
that's
what
right.
if he's like, yeah. I'm out. I don't want to do it.
Well, I love his first line in that where he's like sitting with his hand up on his face. He's like, I told you I don't want to be part of a super secret boy band.
Oh, man. And then, this is a shot of him eating donuts. And then we get a shot of what looks like Star-Lord standing in front of the where he gets the Power Stone on Morag. Is it Morag?
Morag.
Yeah.
And then
ain't no stone, ain't no or no, ain't no orb, ain't no you.
Yeah. So where he gets the orb, then he opens it, and it apparently it's T'Challa under the mask instead of Peter Quill. And in a later shot, we see what looks like T'Challa getting picked up.
Yeah, young T'Challa.
Yeah. Then we get the Marvel Studios logo, but behind it we see clearly the Watcher.
The Watcher.
The Watcher.
Watcher.
Uatu.
It also, cool. like, we only know it's Uatu because, like, it's super big, bald head, and the pop collar, but, like, the glowing eyes make me think Galactus.
Oh, yeah.
Like, being larger than life and, like, you know, glowing eyes and planet in the palm of your hand and nomin on it.
Yeah.
That's the sound I make when I eat planets.
Then we get a shot of what appears to be the same scene from Captain America with Howard Stark with someone in the super soldier chamber. It opens up. It's Peggy instead of Cap.
Yep.
What does it mean? What happens if that
it's
happens?
It's weird that they let her keep a shirt on when Cap had to take his off.
That is weird. I protest.
The Lord doth protest too much.
I'm sorry. You're right. I probably do. Then we get her beautiful shield with the Union Jack in the center crashing into the ground as she lands from a mega high flip over what appears to be. Where is this? Well, that looks like an actual structure from from the world, but I'm bad at structures.
From the world.
I'm bad at all geography and history and structures. See that structure behind her?
With the eagles, yeah, it might be Germany.
Yeah, I was wondering if this could be the scene where Cap goes and stands off with Loki in the Avengers. If she ends up traveling through time, as he did.
Looks like Lane and chat is saying it's the Vandenberg Gate.
The Vandenberg Gate.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. It's not the Loki scene. I was wrong about that. Because it looks like she's going against these cars. Ba-ba. The Vandenberg Gate. Where is the Vandenberg Gate?
Germany?
Okay.
I see Brandenburg
I'll give it a goog.
In Berlin, yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Cool. I knew I recognized it from other movies. And then we get more of her being Cap. She beating up a truck in the coolest way. Then we get that shot we mentioned earlier, which is Yondu's ship coming down to pick up a young boy and picks up T'Challa instead of Star-Lord, which I guess he is Star-Lord now. Maybe. Yeah.
Instead of Peter Quill.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think that Wakandans would, like, not bring that ship down?
Right?
Yeah.
That's a really good, like, point.
Do you think they would allow for their young boy, their young prince to be abducted?
Yeah.
Maybe it was when T'Chaka was in L.A. or wherever. Maybe it was while dad was out of town.
Yeah, but they still have, like, you know, the spears that, like, fire lasers. And...
You know, when the cat's away.
They took all their boom boom sticks with them.
Yep. That's clearly what it was. Clearly what it was.
Jay Scotty says Star Panther. I love it.
Star Panther. Star Panther. Please be Star Panther. Oh, it's so good.
That's better than Panther Lord.
It is better than Panther Lord. Although Lord of the Panther is pretty good.
Oh man, Lord
but then he'd have to learn to river dance.
Oh. Yeah,
I just don't think it would fit his vibe.
Oh man,
I love that young T'Challa being brought onto the ship appears to just be like fascinated instead of scared or whatever. I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's super excited.
Yeah, really.
Yeah,
great.
Technology and, wouldn't scare him.
Yeah, not in the same way. And yeah, it's really cool.
What are you doing out there on your own, kid? Exploring the world.
So good. Then we get a shot of Doctor Strange. He looks like he's been beaten up here. And my theory on this is later we see a dark Doctor Strange, like a what looks like maybe an evil Doctor Strange going against the regular Doctor Strange. He's like all evil here is represented by extreme paleness.
Yeah, yeah. That tracks.
Well, I won't tell Alyssa you said that. But I'm thinking.
Now I can hear you saying that.
Well, I was defending you.
I know, but now I know you can defend me.
Love you.
She just jumped in. She's like, you know, I can hear you saying that. I was like, I was defending you.
You got in trouble for defending her.
No, I think actually you got in trouble because she. It sounds like I was defending her.
Maybe.
Okay. She's hilarious.
Hey, girl, hey.
Ashley says, hey, girl, hey.
Okay. All right. Back to this. My theory on this is that this... that we're seeing is the beginning of that Doctor Strange. Like whatever's happened here, because I don't remember Doctor Strange being beat up when he starts to find magic, right? That's not in the original canon.
I mean, he had that huge beard and
yeah,
he looked grisly and disheveled. He didn't look like he got the crap kicked out of him.
See, and here he like drops to the floor here, and I'm wondering if either he's frustrated or he decides to do something on his own. Or he goes into this, like, see, he's wearing a suit there as he falls. I wonder if someone else found him other than the Sorcerer Supreme. Other than the Ancient One, you know?
Maybe it's right after the car crash?
Maybe, but he's already looking at magic symbols and such.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder when this is in relation. It looks like they're going to retell his origin, and there's going to be some twists and turns, which to me... like lends itself to they're telling the story of the other Doctor Strange, the you know, the other one. Yeah. Then we get that young
the dark one.
Yeah, the dark one, which I think would be really interesting.
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, yes.
Thank Jay you. Scotty says his hands look okay in that shot.
Oh, weird. Interesting. What if he never hurt his hands, maybe?
Ooh, no car accident.
That's weird. I don't know what the what if is. That's the thing. I don't know what Doctor Strange's what if is. We get the shot we've already talked about with Yondu and T'Challa.
I wonder if it's going to be like just what if one question and then they explore that, or if it's going to be like what if this and what if that and what if like there's a bunch of different changes.
Well, inherently, I see. Like you mean I think it's going to be episodic where each episode is a different what if, right?
Yeah. It's each episode is going to be a different question explored, but like, is it only going to be one question per episode of like, you know, what if it was Peggy instead of Steve Rogers? But like, is there also going to be a, well, what if Howard Stark is also the one that made Iron Man, that we get like a 40s version of the Avengers?
Well, it looks like that because there's a shot here in a minute of her riding, an Iron Man suit of some sort right here. So I think you're right about that.
Is it just that we're left to assume that her being as awesome as she would be is like inspiring other people to make those heroic decisions?
Who do you think's in that suit?
I think it's Howard.
What if it's Steve?
What if it's Steve, though?
Yeah.
Little shrimpy guy in the big suit armor?
Yeah, exactly.
Tiger Eyes asks or says maybe Caecilius gets to Doctor Strange early.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, gives him a little, like, yeah, well, it lures him to the dark side. Exactly. I like that. Then we get a shot of good old beautiful hair here.
Long-haired Bucky.
Gorgeous hair.
Looking back.
Gorge.
And this is kind of non sequitur.
Hey, boy, hey.
We're not even saying who it is. It's Bucky. Sorry.
Wait, go back. Did you see that? Look at Doctor Strange's shadow.
That's the next shot, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
So this is Bucky. Turn around for no reason. Then Doctor Strange here, yeah. His shadow, like, what's up with this?
Shadow has eyes.
It's the Watcher.
And is morphing into...
It does look a little like the Watcher, yeah.
He has that pop the extreme pop collar.
Yeah, that extreme pop collar.
Loki.
Yeah, and I'm guessing this is What If Loki Won, because it's Loki going to the United Nations with a bunch of Asgardian soldiers.
Oh, man.
Huh.
Or What If Loki maybe took over Asgard?
What if Loki just decided to be a random-ass diplomat?
No, it definitely looks like he's conquering the UN here, right?
Maybe.
What are these symbols on the heads of the guards? Are those regular Asgardian helmets?
Yeah, that's the Asgardian helmet.
Okay.
Yeah, and up around the podium, all of them have the Asgardian Loki helmets.
Okay, cool. Yeah, see, young Steve, I think that's young Wimpy Steve is next.
Yeah, yeah, but look behind him. There's that one of the tanks that was on the back of the suit.
Yeah, there's his armor.
Good call, 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 call.
I think it's Steve. I think Steve's in the armor.
Good call. Because you know Steve wouldn't want to sit by and watch her be heroic.
Yeah, like he still has this great heart. And I could totally see Howard building a suit and being like, I'm not getting in that thing.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I had this great idea for a suit, but... I don't want to pilot it. You game, kid?
Yeah. That totally seems like to work. I love this shot of T'Challa with his coat, because it's like a purple coat that reminds me a little bit of Wakanda, but also a little bit of Star-Lord. Like, that yeah. Ravager, but in purple, and like...
Panda Lord.
Did you say Panda Lord?
No, I said Panther Lord.
I thought you said Panda Lord. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense, but I like it.
I like all of it.
Yeah, Panther Lord.
So we see an arrow in this shot with Fury. I didn't see this arrow before.
Oh, I hadn't either. Yay for frame.
Arrow in the foreground.
Well, and there's also a shot of Hawkeye in a minute firing an arrow. So here we have someone opening a big door. What is on their back? It looks like maybe a shield, but...
Or it could be a really severely popped collar.
Yeah. Very severely popped collar. Someone opening a door. They've got their hands on the door, pushing it open. They're carrying some sort of stick with rings on it. Like, so
it's a staff.
Right, I'm sorry, a staff with rings on it. But it looks like a ceremonial type thing. It's not like it doesn't necessarily look a weapon.
Yeah, yeah. Like a monk.
Yeah, and then what is this tree? Is that the Wakandan tree? Is Wakanda here?
It looks like Hala.
Like what, Ash?
Where Captain Marvel's from. Almost. The city looks the same, but I don't remember a tree. Or I guess like, Wakanda.
It looks like nowhere.
You think?
Like the inside of nowhere.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Well, there's like a lot of rock around. I don't feel like nowhere had a lot of rock. Because it's not a world. This also has like, it looks like library books everywhere.
It could be where the Watcher lives.
It could be where the Watcher lives, or it could be whatever dark realm Caecilius studies in.
It looks a lot like the Black Panther tree from the dreams too.
That's what made me think this might Wakanda. Be Wakanda, but it doesn't look like the exact. It doesn't look like it does.
Wakanda tree is.
What kind of tree?
Trees grow in Wakanda?
Let me give it a Google. Tree is this? Thank you for that, Jeff. Oh, gosh. What kind of tree is this? This is our third frame by frame breakdown, and I'm getting a little punchy.
We got a little loopy. We're going on 3 hours. We got this.
Yeah, we're almost there.
Reel it in.
What kind of tree is that? All right, it's a library tree. Clearly, there's also
clearly things
hanging from the ceiling. There's like books, but there's like looks like weights maybe, or almost hammers. But I'm guessing weights, like counterweights, like to bring. You do different. I'm guessing this is maybe the Watcher's area, because then it immediately cuts to the Watcher.
I like the idea of those being books, though, because like, what if that's a library that Stephen Strange goes to that he's not supposed to be in, and yeah, all of those chained up books are like the forbidden tomes.
This could be the Caecilius. Good point. This could be Caecilius's area or something. You're saying the things dangling from chains are books. Yeah, no, you're right. Those could be books.
Yeah.
You do see the other books though, right?
Yeah. I see the books in the shelves, but like, you remember there were the Book of Cagliostro that was like chained up.
For sure.
What if these are the equivalent of that?
Yeah.
Looks like those things in the Addams Family where you pull one down and it takes you to a different room.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking. Like some sort of like those counterweights they used to use to like you. I don't even know how they worked, but something like that. What about this on the floor? See that how it's circular? Everything's real circular. Does that remind you guys of any specific culture or anything?
Crop circles.
Yep. Alien, yeah. That does look, aliens?
Okay, so it's probably alien. It's very possible. But it's related to whoever's pushing the door open, too, and I can't tell who that is.
Probably. Because
that's not...
Somebody in the chat, I think it was Nowhere Bound, asked if that's... How many rings are on that staff? Is it 10?
Oh.
Oh, shit!
Oh, no, it's Tiger Eyes. Yeah.
Could it be Shang-Chi? Is
that 10 rings on that staff?
Or could it be...
is that the Mandarin?
The Mandarin. Yeah. Could it be the 10 rings?
He's got... I was thinking broken fingers.
If it is broken fingers, that could lead to Strange. But yeah, he does have like a Band-Aid or a ring around his finger.
Yeah, around that left middle finger.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just am not sure what's going on here. And I can't tell what the symbol is on his... Whatever his shield on his back is, or even if it's a shield. Hold on, let's enhance.
Enhance.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. Let's maybe up the saturation a little bit. No, down. Desaturate it. Ooh, you can really see the lines better that way. But then we lose the color. Let's like up the exposure a little bit. Let's see. No, that's not helping. Yeah, I just don't think there's much in the way.
A for effort.
There's not much to go on.
There's not much extra information to be gleaned, but I upped the balance.
You can see his hands better. That's definitely, I think, a ring. Or does he have a bandage around his hand and his middle finger?
I can't tell. That could be. That could just be the cuff of his hand.
Cuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like it's the cuffs of whatever he's got. Because it's on both hands.
I feel like these circles down there looks familiar. They kind of look Gallifreyan, which is obviously not what these are. But
yeah, it's clearly not
Gallifreyan. Gallifreyan, don't you know?
Gallifreyan, don't you know? Okay.
No.
This is probably the most interesting shot of the trailer as of yet. I don't know what's going on here or where this is. But then we get the Watcher.
Looking like Eternity, though.
Yeah, looking like Eternity. And then we get Peggy jumping on Steve's back to ride in the Captain America or in the Iron Man costume. Oh, it's Doctor Strange. We were right. Oh well, one of our six theories was correct.
Yeah, some spaghetti stuck to the wall.
Well, yeah, okay, because it cuts back to that room we were just discussing with all the books, and it is. A man wearing the same suit that Doctor Strange was wearing when he was falling through his like through empty space earlier, and he's like holding his hands up and books are spinning around him. And then Peggy and Steve suck spaghetti till they kiss.
Smith Rocks 2 says that it is Steve in the suit because it was in an earlier trailer for the What If series.
Oh, cool. I have not seen that. I'm glad we called it though. Peggy and Steve are kissing, and it's just very reminiscent of that shot from Lady and the Tramp, is what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Oh, man, look how good this visuals look. The next shot is Yondu's ship nowhere. Flying into nowhere.
Yep.
And the visuals look about as good as the movie. Like, you could slot this into a Guardians movie and I wouldn't notice. You know? Well, yeah. maybe there's that one that looks a little more cartoony, but right here, as they enter the entryway, looks just exact. I don't know. That looks amazing.
It does look really good. The animation on this series is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's Clint.
There's Clint.
You want me to slow him down, sir? You're sending more guys to beat up.
Hawkeye. Oh, actually, it's raining there. This is probably.
It looks like.
Maybe
it looks like Thor.
What? Oh, I got it. I know it. I know what this is.
What if he shot Thor?
What if Clint took the shot and killed depowered Thor, right? Right? It's awful. But no. That means Asgard would want to take down Earth.
Yeah.
And they send their other son.
And they send Loki.
Exactly.
Well, Loki was in control at the time. Remember? Because Odin was in the Odin sleep.
Oh, that's right. So so Loki would have stepped forward and been in control. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, shit.
So that's what this is. Like, they kill Thor, and then we see, like, a Loki actually, you know.
Conquest of Earth.
Yeah, the conquest of Earth. Asgard versus Earth. Oh.
I like it.
I like it, too. Okay, and then we get a shot of Tony hanging out in the Iron Man suit inside the donut. Oh, I
forgot the collector.
I missed the collector. I'm sorry. Missed the collector. Collector is just a shot of the collector. No real context. I'm guessing that's after Nowhere. It looks like what they're doing, they're doing like every other shot relates to the same thing. It's real weird editing choices. It just makes it more confusing, but it's... You got Tony hanging out in the donut wearing glasses. You got Captain Marvel. You think she's being transmitted there? Is that when she was talking to Black Widow? Or what is this?
No, the background
looks...
Her
hair is long.
Her hair is long, and she's glowing, and the background looks like it's a spaceship, so I think that's in the 90s.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's at least somewhere between the 90s and modern era.
Yeah.
Then we cut to another shot of Captain Peggy.
I love though that's that exact shot from the first Avenger.
Yeah.
But they just swapped the caps.
Yep.
And I love that Dum Dum Dugan is like all crouched over with the low stance with the shotgun.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really fun, really really fun. And then we get a shot of good old Thor leaping.
Donald Blake
leaping toward his hammer.
Donnie.
And then we get a shot of what looks, I didn't even see this lady before.
Who's the lady?
Who's the lady? I'm guessing that's his lady, right? Probably.
Who's that lady?
Who's that Dr. Palmer?
Could be.
Hopefully. Redhead.
It appears, so this is what we've gotten now is a Doctor Strange is hanging out on this rock and there's a lady at his feet.
Out.
And he's like blasting like fire from his hands. It looks like he's angry. It looks like he's destroying things.
He could be destroying. I was thinking that he was like holding something back, but it definitely, like with the Dark Strange, it definitely makes me think maybe he's destroying things here.
Yeah.
Is that town?
I don't know. Go forward. Or sorry, go back to where like it's closer to him. You can see there's like coalescing black energy around his hands.
Yeah.
And then look at her. That same kind of black particulate energy is around her.
Hmm.
Good call.
Yeah, but it's
call.
Not moving like it is around
it's
his
going
hand.
From
that looks like a plant. It looks like a different thing to me, but
it's leaking from everywhere. If you, like the city's starting to leak up like that too.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Wilson Fisk has turned on his machine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's clearly what it is.
In that Spider-Verse. All right. This is all pretty interesting stuff. And then we get a shot of a Marvel zombie cap.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Marvel zombies cap.
I love oh it so much.
I kind of hate
it. Such a ridiculous story.
No, really?
I love Marvel zombies. It just makes me really sad to think of Steve as a zombie.
Oh, but he would be the best of, you know, he would be the he best would put his all zombies. Into it. Be a best of the zombies, yeah.
He throws his shield at Bucky. This is the same shot we had from earlier of Bucky. And Bucky throws the shield back. And that is kind of where the trailer ends, I believe. Is there another shot after that? Oh, yeah. Just the logo.
Just the What If logo.
The What If logo, which is very, very pretty. So pretty. All the new logos are pretty. Good design work, Marvel Studios.
You notice there seems to be like coursing energy through it, but like red energy, much like Reality Stone, much like Wanda and her stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, I had not seen in the corner of this shot yet. Somebody mentioned it on the Facebook chat. If you go to Facebook and search for the Stranded Panda chat, it's the best community you'll hang out in. But this is definitely Howard the Duck, right?
Yep, that is Howard the Duck. And that's the collector's vault, his collection.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you see all the things behind him.
I love that T'Challa is just like a mixture of Star-Lord and T'Challa. That's just so much fun. Like, he's still got the necklace on. It's just great. I wonder if they'll be able to throw so many Easter eggs in here, especially since it's alternate realities, because it doesn't matter. They're not going to mess up their continuity. So they can just throw whatever they want in the background of this thing. Like that collector's vault has got to be full of stuff. All right. Then we get a shot of Doctor Strange. as I think you
Nega
said.
Strange.
Nega Strange. Lighting his fists on fire and throwing down blasts, fire blasts, and they're being blocked by who else but normal Doctor Strange, it appears, like using the same, it looks like this other Doctor Strange is using like a different brand of magic, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah he's using the Shields of the Seraphim.
Okay. I don't know what the Shields of Seraphim are.
It's his spell. That's what the shield is.
Oh, that Doctor Strange.
Those are the shields that they use in.
He means in Dark Doctor Strange.
Right. Yeah. What's you're this? Right. I meant the Dark Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah. I gotta say though, once then it shows Doctor Strange zooming down at Doctor Strange and attacking him, and when he does, he grabs him by the neck. But look at his hand. He's got a squid
hand. Oh yeah, it's
all
morphed and giant.
Yeah.
Weird.
So yeah, it looks like he's using a different, like Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange uses very like geometric magic, like it's very like mathematical. It looks like a lot of the stuff he's using is like fueled by like passion and like kind of organic material floating around him, you know? Well, that is the trailer. I'm going to bring you on, Ash. What's up?
What is up? That's a lot.
It's a lot.
There's a lot of good stuff in there.
A whole lot. So what do you think? Any thoughts on what's going on in these trailers?
I'm just like, I'm really excited to see what kind of fun stuff that they come up with. Because there's a lot of questions. A lot of questions.
For sure.
Not many answers.
Not many answers.
Nope. So what... anything in the chat that anybody mentioned that we should cover?
Yeah, I have a couple here.
Sweet.
Lane says, "Why do we see so much of Tony's tongue?"
Why would you not want to see so
not
much
enough.
Of Tony's tongue? Yeah.
Yeah. More tongue.
More tongue, please. More tongue, more better.
Always tongue. Always tongue. I have three good ones from Jay Scotty. Jay Scotty says, what if crosses over with Loki directly?
Ooh, that would be interesting.
Yeah, because that Loki story is effectively a what if tale.
Yeah. Well, let's hold on and talk about that at the very end, because there is a Loki thing, a theory going around, but I don't want to spoil because it is based on set photos.
Fair.
Okay. What other things does J. Scott have to say? But I do want to get back to that one.
He says, what does T'Challa's awesome mix volume one look like?
Oh,
that's a good question.
It's a really good question. I have no idea. I don't know. I've never heard Wakandan music. I don't know if they listen to like top 40, you know, regular global music, or if they have specific Wakandan music.
Or would it be different because T'Challa would have embraced the culture of space? Like, would he have embraced space and listened to like alien music?
Possibly. I wonder if he'll have an awesome mix. I feel like it's a missed opportunity if he doesn't, but I also feel like, you know, I don't know that he would have a, that's a very specific thing to that character of Star-Lord.
Yeah, it's so unique to Quill.
Yeah, so I have no idea. The answer is I have no idea.
Right.
That's my answer.
Because it was from his mom.
Yeah.
Right, that's the last thing that he had from his mom, and she had just died.
Yeah, we have no idea what T'Challa's mom listens to.
Jay Scotty also says the tentacle hand has got to be Shuma-Gorath.
Ooh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's a good call.
Shuma-Gorath. I mean,
Shuma-Gorath does shape-shifting and, like, every other form of crazy magic. Shuma-Gorath, Matt, is a almost like a primordial being that's, like, on the level of, like, Mephisto or Dormammu.
Okay.
And is just kind of a dick, just in general. but he's got, like, energy projection powers and shape-shifting and teleportation and levitation and, like, reality-altering and he's like a... I think he's a ruler of alternate verses, but I guess that would make sense with Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness and what if being alternate universes? Like, that kind of plays in. So there might be, like, a common thread of Doctor Strange.
Yeah, absolutely.
J. Scotty also says very Lovecraftian in the chat in real time.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, for sure. Is that all we have in the chat?
And then Vermilion One says, is the Star-Lord what if really what if Ego didn't exist?
I thought about that because the reason he picks him up is for Ego. Like,
why else would he go get him?
Yeah, why is he going at all?
Yeah. But if Ego didn't exist, why even go to Earth, like, at all in the first place?
I have no clue. That's a good point, though. That's a good point to think about. What does it mean for the Ego story?
Yeah. Would it... Oh, no. Sorry. I'm, like, trying to break it down in my head. I'm like, would it mean that Ego was T'Challa's dad? And no, that didn't happen.
Didn't really work, because then T'Chaka wouldn't be his dad. But, yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway, okay, so we were talking about the Doctor Strange being, or the Loki story being a Loki, an actual Loki story, or like in the Loki show, them crossing over. So this is a spoiler for content that is in a set photo from like last year that we may have even talked about. We did talk about it at the time, but I feel like it's so soon, I don't want to spoil if anybody's not interested in hearing about set photos, so, you know. Just know we're about to talk about that. There's this. You guys okay with that? We've talked about it before.
That's cool.
Yeah. There's a set photo. You remember that lady in with red hair that we saw walking around in the trailer? There's a set photo of her up close, and she's wearing Loki's clothes.
So she's female Loki.
She is likely female Loki. Which we've gotten reports of.
Lady Loki.
That there's a Lady Loki in the series. So the speculation is that this is Loki, especially, you know, in that last scene where Loki's, what did you expect? And he's like, got the vote Loki or whatever pins. There's speculation that the story of the show is him going around the multiverse, stopping different versions of himself.
I like it.
I like it too.
If you listen to the Loki that says, what did you expect? His voice is different. It's harsher than Loki that we had heard before.
Hmm. That's a good point.
Like he was living a life in a brash reality that he had created for himself in apocalyptian. So
we were thinking that that was just like a Loki at some point, but it looks like some of these Lokis that we see throughout the series might be different versions that he, the Loki in the little jacket, the little soldier, TVA Loki might have to go stop all of them.
That's his consultant punishment. Loki. Go stop yourself.
Go stop yourself. Okay, I just thought, I think it was Nathaniel Muzzy posted that, I believe, in the Stranded Panda chat or something, and I just thought that was interesting. An interesting idea.
Yeah, that was a good, when I saw the picture, I was like, 100%.
Yeah. Definitely female Loki.
The red hair throws you off, though.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, any other thoughts about the What If trailer or the Loki trailer or any of these trailers? This is the final one. We did it. We did all the trailers.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm so excited.
I'm tired.
Me too. Yeah, I keep thinking these are going to take like 20, 30 minutes to go over a 3-minute trailer, but it always takes about an hour. So I should know it by now, and maybe we shouldn't plan to do 3 in a row. Little punchy.
Live and learn.
Live.
It was fun, though. Live. It's always so fun.
Laugh, you say live and learn, but we've been doing this for 6 years, and it's happened this way every single time.
Literally. Every time I'm like, yeah, dude, we'll just do a quick 20-minute episode about the trailer, and then anytime we do the frame by frame, it's well, then a lot.
Live and learn that you guys can't help yourselves, and apparently neither can I. We love it. Well, we love it, and we love everybody who stuck with us through this whole chat. I've been seeing a lot of the same names, and good job sticking with us, guys. Great questions.
Yeah, thanks, guys. By the way, I love Nowhere Bound. I love your name. I've heard her say it, but I'm just now seeing it in the chat, how it's spelled, so that's awesome.
Yep.
Spelled like nowhere.
And I, too, am still hoping for that Gods Are Dying murder mystery plotline. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I like our theory
a lot.
And
not just because I came up with it.
Mostly that, though. Anyway, all right, guys. Well, we love you. I guess this is all for us on this final episode of these live watches that we've been doing. We're going to continue to try to do these live streams and video versions, but it'll be a little different because it won't be so. We won't be doing trailers every week. Be like a regular podcast. But we'll be back with you guys very soon. Next week with another podcast. If you want to watch any of these on YouTube, it's youtube.com/strandedpanda. If you want to support the podcast, please go to patreon.com/mcucast and you can support there. We appreciate all those of you who do. And we'll be back soon. Peace.
Bye.
Until next time, true believers.
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.